Welcome to LSE Limelight from the Beaver Sound, where we unfold the best stories from students around LSE.
With me, Yasmina O'Sullivan.
Today we speak with the SU Women's Officer, Maria Golub, about her campaign to provide free sanitary products across all of LSE. So today we are speaking with Maria Golub, who is the Women's Officer for the Student Union and is also a second year international relations student. We're talking specifically about a really interesting campaign that she has begun, which will culminate in an UGM motion, which will be voted on the 5th of December. And the campaign is to push the Student Union to push LSE to supply sanitary products in all the women's toilets across all of campus. Hi Maria, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
We're so excited to have you and talk about this. So let's start with a very important question. Why is this campaign important? Why is it necessary?
This campaign is important because I continue the work of the previous year women's officer. Today we have the free sanitary products, but only in the Students' Union, and I wanted to expand that so we would have the sanitary products free of charge in every single bathroom in LSE, so they would be accessible not only for students but for faculty and staff.
Fantastic. Now, I was doing a little bit of reading before this interview and had a look at the Facebook event that you've placed to advertise the vote on the 5th of December. And I really liked the description that you had, and I totally resonated with it, and I'm sure every woman, girl can. You described... Actually, can you tell us what the description was?
Yeah, sure. So there were, just to clarify, there were two descriptions. The first one at the SU website about my UGM, that's quite official, about reducing the gender inequality in LSE and fighting the poverty. But something what I tried to write in my Facebook post, I tried to make it very, very personal, that if you have your period coming accidentally, why you should run to the Students' Union to grab a pad or a tampon, and what happens if there is like no stock in the nearest supermarket, so do you have to go back to change your pants? And it's something what's very uncomfortable, and I wanted that, like, we will not having that
anymore. In particular, actually, the thing that I was considering when you described it was the idea of kind of hiding it.
Yeah.
So if you're in a seminar and you need to go to the loo, the idea that you've got to either very, very inconspicuously pull a sanitary towel out of your bag and hope that you have pockets.
I like that
you hope you have pockets to hide it, or you have to quite suspiciously take your entire rucksack with you to the bathroom. I think, you know, that was something that I'm sure every single woman can associate with. And your campaign would solve this by having them already available in the toilet, correct?
Yeah, by having them in the toilets already. And also I hope my campaign could make a visual impact, because by putting the sanitary product in the LSE bathroom, we would show it's fine to speak about the period, the menstruation is part of our everyday life.
That's really, really important. And certainly visual is a very impactful medium. There is this kind of this taboo around menstruation. Yeah. Now, going on to a little bit about the UGM motion itself, I think a lot of people are a little bit unclear about what that actually means. If the UGM motion passes, does anything come of it? What does it mean? Recently, we've had two UGM motions which have passed, and it makes a fantastic Facebook post. It's really cool to see, but what's the outcome?
Yeah, of course, I think I have to explain that in a bit greater detail. So as the part-time officer, I do campaign for the students' interest. And if the UGM motion passes successfully, I hope that LSE would do something about it. But unfortunately, they do not have to do something. So the motion is... the Students' Union should lobby LSE to provide sanitary products. So technically, LSE can do nothing. But I really hope that does not happen, because first I'm the part of the gender equality steering group. So there are different steering groups across LSE, and the gender equality group, they do campaign that by 2030 we would reach gender equality in LSE. And I have contacted them already, and I do hope that they would help me with the implementation.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I think there is some work going around the departments, because as far as I know, the geography department has been quite willing to implement the sanitary products. In my own IR department, there were some sanitary products left from the Millennium Conference. So it's all kind of going all around campus, but I think it's not coordinated yet.
I see. So there's already kind of inklings of this campaign being implemented.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, really this gives a mandate for the student union to lobby LSE, but LSE can ignore this. Now, obviously you are a representative of the student union, but would you say that the student union does enough to push LSE on these successful motions which are passed? Is there enough of a mechanism or strategies in place for pushing action in LSE by the institution itself? Because as you said, ultimately they have the ability to say no.
Yeah, I really hope that LSE does not say no, because this is the opinion of the students, and of course LSE should not disrespect it. And going back to the question, if the students is doing enough, I think that's something what has been established by law. So probably as for now, the students union, they cannot do more. And of course, as even if we speak about my campaign, that's the question of funding. And I mean, yeah, we do have the sanitary products now in SU, because the SU spends its budget on this issue. But the students union cannot dictate LSE on what to spend their funds.
I see. Very good. So now I'd like to just kind of jump over to, say LSE says yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk about how that would be implemented. How would this happen? Now, organisationally, it'd be a bit of a feat. Currently, the student union, as you said, is supplying free sanitary products across the building. But at the beginning of term, there was difficulties in that, and a couple of times I did see that it was empty. So restocking is the issue is going through a bit of growing pains there. Now, it would be much greater challenge to stock all the women's toilets across all the buildings across campus. How do you kind of counter that criticism that it's just not possible? And would you accept a compromise if you were in these kind of negotiations with LSE, for example, to stock one large toilet area in each building? So there is a toilet in each building which has sanitary products.
Well, I firmly stand that we should not compromise on this issue, because it's something what's very, very important. And let's have the toilet paper just on the ground floor, and let's have just the soap on the upper floor. I mean, like, we can all walk. That should be not a problem. Why not? What's your first question?
So how would you, as I said, how would you counter those who say it's just not possible? It's too much of an organizational challenge.
Yeah, going back to the undersupply, I think that was not the question of money, but it was just not coordinated well enough who was responsible to putting these sanitary products in the bathrooms. So if it was someone from the students' union staff, it was quite unclear.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is the cleaning service, mm-hmm, who is responsible for that in the students' union. So now it's functioning. And I do really hope if the cleaning services will be responsible for putting the sanitary products in LSE bathrooms, that should not be a big problem, because they do that now with the toilet paper and soap.
Interesting. I like interesting comparison, the toilet paper and the soap and sanitary products. Now, another question. You are obviously not the only campaign which is pressuring LSE to expand its funds for issues around the experiences of students. Just last week, we had an interview with the Hands Off LSE campaign, which is pushing LSE to hire a full-time social worker around supporting students who've experienced sexual assault and violence. So you are in effect in competition for LSE funds in that respect. How do you counter, how do you argue against critics who would say that this is a less impactful campaign to have sanitary towels than having a full-time specialist in supporting victims of sexual assault, and that you, as the women's officer, should be expanding your putting your efforts into the more impactful campaign?
Okay, I would say it's not less impactful, my campaign. Maybe it's less urgent, because of course having the social worker that would help just to cope with the sexual harassment, that's something urgent that we do need today, and hopefully it would be very, very soon implemented on campus. And we have been coping without sanitary products for years on LSE campus, so hopefully we would survive even if it's not going to be implemented. So in this case it's less urgent, but, and I need to say that amazing people, amazing students, they do work on campaign hands of LSE, so I'm pretty sure we can all devote our time. That should be not an issue. And I'm not sure that we're actually competing. I would say much more these two campaigns, they do complement each other, because they show very, very clearly that the women's question is really at hand in LSE. And that's what something not only Students' Union, but also LSE should pay much, much more attention.
Absolutely. Very interesting. And another angle that people might say is that LSD, you know, is populated largely by a lot of international students. And by virtue of the high international student fees, many of them are high income students. So critics might say there just isn't the demand. You know, this isn't something which is needed by students who, in many cases, can afford sanitary products. How would you counteract someone saying that, and what kind of other value other than just economic demand having free sanitary products in toilets have?
Yeah, I see your argument that sometimes maybe for LSE international students who are paying high international fees, that may be not the economic issue. So probably it's not that much about reducing the administration poverty, but actually you never know. Mm-hmm. But also it's kind of saying, okay, the sanitary products, they are there. So it's completely fine to speak about menstruation and period. Mm-hmm. So that's the fact that we do have them.
Right.
That's what matters.
So it's the visual power,
yeah,
and the message that that sends to students and prospective students to LSE, that this is the kind of place that we are building.
Really,
it is supportive of women and men and all our issues. Fantastic. And one final question.
Sure.
Recently we had a conversation with Saskia Straub, who is the Environment and Ethics Officer, and her about the Green Week, which was recently held. Now, environmentalism and environmental issues are all over LSE, and it's fantastic to see students taking on this fight. Would you consider part of this campaign is to make sure that the sanitary products which are supplied in the SU and LSE institution are as environmentally friendly as possible, in order to equally demonstrate that we support women's issues, we support gender equality, but we also support the environment and protecting our planet?
Yeah, I really hope if we're going to have the supply, the products, they will be as environmentally friendly as possible. But as for now, I do not want to include that in my campaign, because sometimes I just do not want to overcomplicate the things.
Mm-hmm.
I should we go step by step, as first we had the center products free in Students' Union, that we're having them in LSE, and then they will be all environmentally friendly. So I think to our motions to be successful, they need to go step by step.
I see.
Yeah.
So you're building on the pre-existing kind of wins.
Yeah.
You know, I policy. Would you like to highlight any initiatives which are coming in the pipeline from you as a women's officer to our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So one thing that now we're working on, that's the consent group, because now there is a lot of like work about consent with the consent collective happening, but it's kind of not coordinated very well. So there are students, there is LSE staff, there is school that are doing different things, but that's not coordinated. So hopefully we will go through that in the long term and just really elaborate on that.
Very exciting. Really nice to hear. And let's just reiterate, when is the UGM motion vote? Where can people vote? And how can people get in contact with you if they've got questions relating to how they can be supported by your role?
Sure. So the UGM, they do happen in the Students' Union on the 5th of December, that's Thursday at 5:30. And the online voting will be available from 7 p.m. from the 5th of December till the 6th of December. 5 p.m. So we have only 22 hours to vote. So I really hope that everyone will vote, because we need to reach the quota of 250 students voting. If just students, they would like to get in touch with me, they can do it either via Facebook or email su.women@lsc.ac.uk.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us, Maria.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. The interviewee was SU Women's Officer Maria Golub, and we were speaking about the Sanitary Products Across LSE campaign. The fantastic music is by Ashley Lyo Marcin. I have been your host, Yasmina O'Sullivan. If you're interested in getting involved, just check out the Beaver online.